Good evening, sir. Thank you very much. For the record, my name is Jeff Bradley, and I have the distinct pleasure of representing Senate District 3, and for over 20 years have represented New Hampshire both in Washington and in Concord. And in that 20-year period, I have never seen a project so controversial, starting with the applicant indicating they would use eminent domain to take people's lands for the towers, to the point now that they are failing to listen to the valid concerns of property owners and hardworking New Hampshire families who you see represented in this hall, who you saw last night in Concord, who you will see in Littleton, who you will see in Colebrook, whose property values and lives are going to be adversely impacted by this project. You as appointed officials, folks like me as elected officials, have to balance benefits and costs. We've heard a little bit about the benefits. There would be temporary job growth in New Hampshire, but I dispute the finding that my former colleague said that there would be property tax benefits, because virtually everybody in this room that is affected by the project will try to get abatements on their property taxes as Northern Pass lowers their property values. The benefits, if there are any, accrue to our neighbors in southern New England, who, quite frankly, would never allow this kind of project in their backyard, but think it's okay for the scenic vistas of New Hampshire and property values to be undermined in our great state. So it's our job to try to balance those costs and benefits. And you know what? Pretty easy to do. The environmental impact statement should send a clear message, unequivocal message: bury the lines. And the reason I say that, it's about the money. We all know it's about the money. The people in this room whose property values are going to be undermined, they have to be treated with respect and with dignity. They're not so far, and folks like me are going to have to stand up for them. And we will do that as well as we possibly can. And other states are exploring exactly what I'm talking about, burying the lines, whether it's Maine or New York or Vermont or New Mexico. It can be done, it should be done, and it shall be done if you recommend an environmental impact statement that says bury the lines. You know, I think everybody in this room knows the New Hampshire icon Robert Frost once said, "Good fences make good neighbors." Towers above the treetops, I'm sorry, but they don't make good neighbors. So send that environmental impact statement our way. The legislature will do its job on the other 187 miles. Bury the lines. Thank you very much. Tom, great to see you.